Thank you and good morning. On Tuesday afternoon, a vehicle pursuit that started on Samoa Boulevard in Arcata resulted in the arrest of 26-year-old Eureka resident Jared Lafayette. Lafayette was driving a stolen vehicle when Arcata officers attempted a traffic stop on Samoa Boulevard. Lafayette ignored the traffic stop and led officers on a pursuit through Manila and over the Samoa Bridge. Due to heavy traffic, Arcata officers called off the pursuit and Eureka officers took over the chase near 4th and G Streets in Eureka. The pursuit ended in the 1900 block of Hill Street and Lafayette was detained and booked into jail. The vehicle was then returned to its owner. Wildfires across the North Coast continue to dominate the headlines as fire crews continue to make progress on containing those fires. Suppression efforts continue in the Denny, Hoboken, and Daly areas as crews continue to battle the river complex of wildfires. Over 300 personnel have remained on scene as those series of fires have burned over 7,000 acres of land. A community meeting will be held this evening at the Trinity Village Fire Hall to discuss the next steps of action to take. Meanwhile, evacuations and highway closures in the Hay Fork, Hiapom, and Harrison Gulch areas remain in effect, as the Fork complex of fires have burned over 10,000 acres of land. Over 1,000 personnel have continued to battle those series of fires and are only at 5% containment. Dry conditions are expected throughout the day, with more lightning expected later this week. Over 250 personnel are in the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forest battling seven wildfires better known as the Route Complex. Over 14,000 acres of land have been scorched and very little progress has been made containing those fires. State Highway 36 has been closed between Lower Mad River Road and Wildwood Road near Hay Fork. Van Dusen Road has also been closed as well. In Delnor County, the Gaskee complex of fires which started on Monday have now burned over 900 acres in the Gaskee Ranger District. Those fires are at 10% containment and motorists traveling along Highway 199 should anticipate increased traffic in those areas. In Lake County, CAL FIRE crews are making progress in containing the Rocky Fire, which has now burned over 67,000 acres of land. 3,500 CAL FIRE personnel, including over 20 air assets, now have the fire at 20% containment. However, thousands of structures are being threatened. 24 residents and 26 outbuildings have been destroyed, with other structures sustaining fire damage as well. Multiple road closures on Highway 20, Highway 53, as well as other areas, remain in effect. Tuesday evening, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office released the identification of the two victims involved in a murder-suicide incident in Albion over the weekend. 77-year-old Valerie Morales and her husband, 80-year-old Martin Morales, were found in their residence by deputies lying on the floor unresponsive. The Sheriff's Office revealed that the injuries sustained to the pair were gunshot wounds. Valerie Morales was pronounced dead at the scene, while Martin Morales later succumbed to his wounds at an out-of-county hospital. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's been a little over a month since the new fiscal year began, and during that time, Humboldt Bay Fire and the Eureka Police Department have been adjusting to budget cuts made by the city of Eureka. Police Chief Andy Mills explained on Talk Shop that the department has expressed a little frustration due to the layoff of employees, including some who have worked at the department for over 20 years. Mills mentioned that while the budget is stable for now, his officers are faced with a heavier workload.
Now there's a little bit of an adjustment trying to figure out how do we get the workload stabilized for the officers, because the officers are just getting hammered with the extra duties. They have to pick up more reports. They have to pick up more other types of calls that, you know, we normally wouldn't have. But we've cut back. We've dialed back in a few areas, and we're trying to figure out how to dial back in a few more.
Mills went on to provide an example of how the department has had its officers shift their focus into more violent crimes.
For instance, if you get into a crash with somebody and there's no injuries, we don't take those anymore. It's an insurance form. We shouldn't have been taking them to begin with. I mean, most police departments haven't taken those in decades, and we're still taking them. So now we're telling people on the phone, just exchange information, and that's why you have no-fault insurance, and take care of it that way. The bottom line is we're trying to stabilize the workload and get to the high-priority stuff, the violent stuff, and some of the other stuff may just have to wait a little bit.
Rising pension costs were the main factor in Eureka making budget cuts of up to 12%. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.